Track 1, heading Introduction. This is the Midwestern Community News, the Midwestern Regional Council Community Newsletter for June 2023. This audio copy is issued by the Midwestern Regional Council for the use of print handicapped residents. Spelling will be quoted for important, difficult or unfamiliar words or names. Photographs, sketches, charts, diagrams, etc. will be described in brief as far as possible and their captions will be read. Page numbers will not be read, but the reading is arranged by subject in tracks, organised as outlined in Track 2, Index of Tracks. Track numbers and titles will be announced. Remember, if you're playing a CD version, you can, by using the skip button on your CD player, listen to any track you choose without having to listen to the whole recording to do so. This facility is not available on downloaded versions. Track 2, heading Index of Tracks, helps you find your way around the recording. Track 1, Introduction, explains how the document will be read. Track 2, Index of Tracks, this track now playing. Track 3, Masthead. Track 4, Celebrating 10 Years. Track 5, From the Mayor's Desk. Track 6, Art Express Exhibition now on show at Gallery. Track 7, Book a Council Venue for your next event. Track 8, News in Brief, there are 7 items. Track 9, Threat of Fire Risk in Curbside Bins. Track 10, All New Playground in Rylstone. Track 11, Upgraded Ambulance Bay, Mudgee Airport. Track 12, Your Council Representatives. Track 13, Live, Work, Invest, Visit. Track 14, Events Calendar, June to August. Track 15, Contact Midwestern Regional Council. The reading will now commence with Track 3. Track 3, heading Masthead, Midwestern Regional Council Community News for June 2023. There is a sketch in black and white, no shades of grey, giving the impression of a silhouette of a rural scene showing rolling hills with a few trees on the skyline. At one point below the horizon, there is an orchard of white trees. Over a gorge is a six-legged steel trestle bridge, which a man on a tractor has just crossed as he makes his way along a fenced road to a farm complex, complete with sheds, a water tower, a house, a windmill, and a silo. Track 4, heading Celebrating 10 Years. The region's largest food and wine event, Flavours of Mudgee, will mark 10 years when it returns on Saturday the 23rd of September. All your favourite stallholders will be serving the region's best food and wine on a spring evening in the picturesque Mudgee CBD along Church and Market Streets. Roving entertainment and musicians will also make their way through the crowd to celebrate this special anniversary. If you're a local producer interested in attending the event, send an email through to events@midwestern.nsw.gov.au. Council is expecting a huge turnout to its flagship event, and locals are encouraged to secure tasting packages early. The kids' package will return, including 3 tokens to select food vendors, as well as a souvenir cup. Both packages will be available at flavoursofmudgee.com.au in coming months. Flavours of Mudgee will be held on Saturday the 23rd of September between 4 p.m. and 8 p.m. The numbers. 11,696 people attended Flavours in 2022. 71% of people who attended the 2020 event were visitors to the region. And based on overnight stays and postcode data, $2 million was generated for the local economy in 2022. A large image shows people happily talking and enjoying wine at a previous Flavours of Mudgee event. Below is a small image of an entertainer blowing bubbles, also at a previous Flavours event. Track 5, heading From the Mayor's Desk. This year, Flavours will celebrate 10 years, and it's sure to be an event to remember. From its humble beginnings as a gathering of local wineries in Market Street, Flavours has grown to be the largest food and wine event in the region, attracting up to 12,000 people in the last few years, to taste the best produce our region is famous for. Ticket packages for this year's event will no doubt sell quickly, so secure yours when they go on sale. As you'll hear later, a number of projects have been completed over the last few months, which is great to see. Among the projects is the new ambulance waiting bay at Mudgee Airport, which will provide a private and purpose-built space for patients and their families awaiting transfer. This facility will provide comfort during an often stressful time for local families, so it's great to see it finally come to fruition. You'll have the opportunity to speak with Council's Weeds and Recovery teams, who will be set up at the field days next month. This is your chance to discuss face-to-face weeds on your property and how to eradicate them, as well as emergency preparations for events like bushfire and flood, which we've seen a lot of in recent years. You'll find their locations in Track 13. Mayor Des Kennedy. Track 6, heading Art Express exhibition now on show at Gallery. Art Express will make its way to the region for the first time, with Mudgee Arts Precinct hosting the exhibition this month. The annual exhibition features artworks created by New South Wales visual arts students for the 2022 Higher School Certificate. Art Express began in the late 1950s and has been exhibited at the Art Gallery of New South Wales since 1983. It is now an annual series of exhibitions which enables students and teachers to see some of the best art currently produced at New South Wales schools. The themes addressed in this year's exhibition highlight issues of importance for students, including the chaos and isolation caused by the pandemic. The exhibition will officially open at 6 p.m. on the 2nd of June and run through to the 27th of August. The large image shows the artwork by Hugo Daly, Rosebank College, titled This Is Not a Box, Detail 2022. It features a large cardboard box on a rug with the opening facing the viewer, and a variety of colourful antique items in the box and spilling out of it, amidst crumpled newspaper and a few science magazines and books. Track 7, heading, book a council venue for your next event. Did you know you can book council halls, showgrounds, sports fields, pavilions, meeting rooms and workshop spaces online? You can also check venue information, availability, higher fees, and make, cancel or amend bookings. Payment can be made online using BPAY, Visa or MasterCard. Council manages a number of community buildings available for hire for both public and private events. To see a full list of venues or to book a venue, visit Council's website at midwestern.nsw.gov.au. Pictured above right, Mudgee Arts Precinct Cultural Workshops, and below right, Mudgee Showground Pavilion. Track 8, heading News in Brief. There are 7 items. Get your rates emailed. Customers can now opt to receive their water and rates notices by email rather than post. Electronic notices save on time and paper and help track and manage bills more effectively. To register to receive your rates and water notices via email, visit Council's website, midwestern.nsw.gov.au. You'll need an old rates notices with your unique reference number to sign up. Vapour testing in Candos. Council will be undertaking vapour testing in Candos this month until the 10th of June. Vapour testing of sewerage systems is a technique Council utilises to detect cracks, leaks or faulty connections that allow rainwater to enter the wastewater treatment plant. Households in testing areas will receive notification in their mailbox. Council at Try a Trade. Council staff joined in the annual Try a Trade Expo at Mudgee High School last month to discuss the benefits of working for Council and being able to complete a traineeship or apprenticeship across a wide variety of fields. Various teams including water and sewer, weeds, pools, customer service, waste, HR and the library spoke to students from around the region about the exciting roles on offer in local government. Check council vacancies, including traineeships, at midwestern.nsw.gov.au/council/careers. June Town Hall Cinema. Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3, rated M. Marlowe, rated MA 15+. And Love Again, rated M, will hit the big screen this month on the 2nd, 3rd and 4th of June. Tickets at Council's website or at the door unless sold out prior, from $15 for adults and $10 for children and concession. Entry is free for children under 5 years. Be sure to buy your tickets early to avoid missing out. E-magazines at the library. The library is continuing to consolidate online platforms, making it easier for all members by combining its large collection of e-books, e-audiobooks and e-magazines into one accessible collection. From the 30th of June 2023, the Libby, L-I-B-B-Y, app will no longer be available for members. E-magazines will now be available on the BorrowBox platform from the 1st of July. Visit the App Store to download. Get social with Council. Did you know you can keep up to date with Council's news and activities on your preferred social media platform? We're on Facebook at MWR Council, Instagram at Choose Mudgee Region, TikTok at MWR Council, and LinkedIn. Mudgee Arts Precinct, the Library and Youth Council are also on socials, which can be found on Council's website. Driving in winter. Driving conditions can change with the colder weather. Remember to take extra care with rain, ice, fog and snow. Stay safe with these tips for travelling in slippery conditions. Reduce your speed. Turn low beam headlights on even during the day. Allow extra space behind the vehicle in front. Follow warning signs and accelerate smoothly and brake gently. Track 9 heading, threat of fire risk in curbside bins. Residents are reminded not to place hot ashes in any bins, whether that be curbside bins or bins at waste transfer stations. Placing hot ash into bins, causing risk of the bin catching fire or even waste trucks and waste facilities. Ash should be completely cold all the way through before taking them to your local facility or putting them in your general waste wheelie bin. Soak your ash and leave it for a few days to dry out. A container of ash may feel cold on the outside, but the centre is often warm enough that when disposed of in the bins at the waste facility or in your wheelie bin, reignite and cause a fire. At your local waste facility, follow the directions of on-site staff when you want to dispose of your ash. At right is a picture of a fire bucket filled with hot ash. Some glowing embers are visible. Track 10 heading, all new playground in Rylstone. An all new inclusive play space will open later this month at the Rylstone Showground, featuring an inclusive carousel, swings, climbing tower with slide, flying fox, sensory playstations, nature playstations, shaded seating and picnic area. The new play space replaces the old Rylstone Showground play space, which was deemed non-inclusive and no longer fit for purpose. Council secured $146,000 towards the project through Round 4 of the New South Wales Government's Everyone Can Play in New South Wales grant program. Council contributed matched funding for the community project. Pictured is the new inclusive play space, including several shade sails at Rylstone Showground. Track 11, heading, upgraded ambulance bay, Mudgee Airport. An upgraded ambulance waiting bay at Mudgee Regional Airport is providing improved healthcare conditions for medical personnel, patients and their families awaiting transfer by medical air services. Previously a basic shed, the ambulance waiting bay at Mudgee Regional Airport has been upgraded with construction and fit-out of 2 internal rooms. These rooms provide privacy and a more safe and comfortable experience. Installation of signage, line marking and dedicated aeromedical aircraft parking at the facility additionally occurred. Council secured $50,000 through round three of the Australian Government's Regional Airports Program and provided matched funding to complete the project. Council also provided matched funding to the construction of the ambulance waiting bay structure after securing $39,500 through the New South Wales Government's Club Grants Infrastructure Grants Program. At right is an image of one of the new internal rooms within the ambulance waiting bay at Mudgee Regional Airport. Two long couches and a small table with several chairs are in view. Track 12, heading Your Council Representatives. There is a head and shoulders photo of each of the nine councillors. Councillor Des Kennedy, Mayor, 6378-2850. Councillor Sam Payne, Deputy Mayor, 0407-225-285. Councillor Paul Cavalier, 0403-995-533. Councillor Katie Dicker, 0407-234-849. Councillor Alex Caravas, 0428-670-905. Councillor Robbie Palmer, 0407-246-381. Councillor Peter Shelley, 0403-156-405. Councillor Phil Stoddart, 0407-208-730. And Councillor Percy Thompson, 0428-740-226 and 6374-0226. Track 13, heading Live, Work, Invest, Visit. Live. Meet Council's Recovery and Risk Reduction and Weeds teams in person at the Small Farm Field Days this month. You'll find Council's Recovery and Risk Reduction team at Site 70 to talk about emergency preparedness. Council will be joined by local emergency services and support agencies with information and resources to help the community get ready. The Weeds team will also be available to discuss any weed issues you may have, along with fact sheets and management practices. Please bring along photo examples and not plants. Work. Midwestern Regional Council is an award-winning organisation offering a range of career opportunities in areas such as admin, planning and development, water supply, parks and gardens, libraries, operations and community services. Council is an equal opportunity employer and values diversity in its people. For current positions vacant, go to Careers on Council's website. Invest. Latest data has revealed that 529 new businesses were registered in the region from the 1st of July 2022 to the 31st of March 2023. 414 of these businesses were registered under postcode 2850, that's Mudgee and surrounds, whilst 66 were registered under postcode 2852, Gulgong and surrounds, 28 under postcode 2849, Rylstone and surrounds, and 20 under postcode 2848, Candos and surrounds. As at the 31st of March 2023, the region had a total of 7,485 registered businesses. Source: Australian Business Register, or ABR. Visit. Mudgee was inducted into the New South Wales Top Tourism Town Hall of Fame at the Destination and Visitor Economy Conference last month. The Hall of Fame is for towns that have won the award for two consecutive years. At the awards in Manly, Rylstone was a finalist in the New South Wales Top Tiny Town Award and Gulgong in the New South Wales Top Small Town Award. At the time of print, the winner had not been announced. Track 14, heading Events Calendar, June to August. 9th to the 11th of June, Unearthed at Gulgong. Unearthed Art Show and Exhibition is a diverse art and culture event that showcases local, regional and interstate artists. 10th to 12th June, Henry Lawson Heritage Festival at Gulgong. Step back in time to the Gold Rush days and celebrate Henry Lawson's birthday. 11th of June, Gulgong Gold Cup at Gulgong Racecourse. Enjoy a fun day of country racing at the annual race meet. 21st of June, Midwestern Regional Council meeting at Council Chambers, Market Street, Mudgee from 5:30pm. Meeting live stream available on Council's website, midwestern.nsw.gov.au. 7th to the 8th of July, Small Farm Field Days at AREC, a two-day annual event that has been running for over 40 years. The event promotes innovation and sustainability in agriculture and rural living. 20th of August, Mudgee Running Festival at Lawson Park. The annual event includes a marathon, a half marathon, a 5 kilometre and 10 kilometre fun runs, all held on the one day. All information was correct at the time of publication. Events may be subject to change. Please contact event organisers for further details. Track 15, heading Contact Midwestern Regional Council. Stay up to date with council news as it happens. Like Mid-Western Regional Council on Facebook. Follow at Choose Mudgee Region on Instagram. Follow MWR Council on TikTok. Midwestern Regional Council, the 2022 winner of the Bluett Award. Address 86 Market Street or Post Office Box 156, Mudgee 2850. Telephone 02-6378-2850 or 1300-765-002. Fax 02-6378-2815. Email council at midwestern.nsw.gov.au. Website midwestern.nsw.gov.au. This is the end of the reading of the Midwestern Community News for June 2023. Your volunteer narrator has been Jean Reed.